out there, Tula Road Rage. We are WCCB 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Lots to get to. Brian writes me and says, could this be part of the bigger deal your caller was inquiring about earlier in 5 o'clock? Looks like there might be some merit to what you're saying. Great, so as usual, my friend, you make the sports that I don't even follow interesting. Brian, that means a lot coming from you. Brian's played for Clemson football, and I appreciate that, Brian. No, Rajon Rondo is not that type of deal. Rajon Rondo, quite honestly, I don't even see how he's a fit with the Lakers. I mean, you know, my buddy Josh Eberle wrote something a little bit ago and regarding that and said, you know, normally they're trying to surround LeBron James with shooters. It's the opposite of that. They're adding another guy who wants to handle the ball. I don't know how Rondo helps that situation. I don't even see how he could play with LeBron James. I don't see that marriage on the court at all. So I don't know what the Lakers are up to right now. It's all puzzling to me. I guess we're just gonna have to wait for more information and see if there's something else coming. And maybe there is, but at the moment, other than if I'm a Laker fan, I'm happy to have acquired James, but I'm beyond puzzled at everything else that has occurred since or in conjunction with. I still don't understand what you're going to do in terms of surrounding LeBron James with a cast that's capable of winning. Again, the early signs here make this almost seem like LeBron James is dictating terms in a new city. I mean, these seem like haphazard, random moves that don't really fit with what the Lakers hope to accomplish. I don't know. Puzzled. Let me get to Rudy. Rudy, how are you?
Deb Tula, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good, Rudy. I appreciate you getting in as always.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me. The vault, Walt. My first date with a girl, we walked by there and she's seen Clemson in the window. She had to go in. Unfortunately, to buy one, get one free, I had to get the Falcons hat, and she took the Clemson hat. But, man, she loved it. And she's like, man, they got everything in here from high school stuff, the hockey stuff, which we don't really care much about. But she's just like, they got everything in here, and it's awesome. So, man, it's good times.
That's exactly what we're talking about, Rudy, and I appreciate you tweeted the photos of those caps earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah, you know, I hate it. I mean, I love the Falcons, but I was hoping that college football comes first. I really wanted the Clemson hat, but – you know, it was the first day, Walt. I'm trying to do good, so I give her that. So. You know, well, Walt, anyway, I'm concerned a little bit about Clemson this year. I think they'll be in the playoffs, no doubt. I feel like I say, there's a hiccup somewhere along the way, as always, but it really hadn't hurt us the last couple of years. But I don't know about much offensive line. I'm worried about the secondary. Even if they have time to throw the ball with the front line that we have, right? I mean, it's phenomenal. I know we lost a little bit of secondary, the new coming in. I wanted to get your thoughts on that. And I'll take that off air, Walt. But as far as LeBron, can you really blame him? That's the NBA that we've come to now. Everybody's chasing titles. So I don't know if he's going to get a title in L.A. Maybe Magic promised him something that nobody knows yet. And maybe they're working something behind the scenes. What's your thoughts on that?
Yep, that may be Rudy. All right, Rudy, thank you. I appreciate the call, as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, again, that may be the case. You know, that maybe what we're seeing is setting the stage for some additional power play. I just think they're running out of options. The only thing I can see left on the table for them is, I mean, I guess there are some outliers, some possibilities like a Cousins or a Kemba Walker or something. But, I mean, on the surface, the only thing that seems possible is Kawhi Leonard and a Kawhi Leonard deal. I mean, and right now, as people are correctly writing, they have three point guards and they don't have enough shooters. Because, as Josh Eberle correctly said, the tradition is to surround LeBron James with people who can shoot the ball. Well, you don't have that. So there's a dilemma. I mean, I can't be sure what they're doing. In terms of Rudy's other concern about Clemson in the secondary, honestly, Rudy, I think there's a lot of talent there. I'm not really worried about it. I think when you combine the amount of talent that Clemson has in the secondary with the pass rush that I expect to see from that defensive front. And remember, it's not just the front four guys. It's the front combined with the depth that Clemson has, which is unparalleled. Nobody has the depth that Clemson has up front defensively. And so it's not just that front group. It's the overall number of bodies and fresh bodies that Clemson can continue to throw at you. And that should help any secondary. But I think there's a lot of talent in that defensive backfield. I'm just not that worried about it. I think that this defense is very gifted. I don't see a lot of concerns with this team. Everybody has concerns and potential weak points. I still think that my biggest concern is the right side of the offensive line. But having said that, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I think Pollard and Ankrum have ability. I just want to see it in play. I mean, I think Pollard is a big, physical, tough guy, and maybe the move to guard is going to help him. Ankrum does not have the prototype build you would expect at the tackle position. He's a little squattier than that, but he has the athleticism necessary to play the tackle position, and he has good feet. And at times in a limited role, he looked good playing left tackle as a backup to Mitch Hyatt 2 years ago. So, and Ankrum's played all over the offensive line. So if there's an area that I'm and concern is probably too harsh a word, although, as I said, everybody has concerns. If there's an area that I want to, let me put it this way. If there's an area that I want to watch, I want to watch the right side of the offensive line. I want to see how those guys play. But I wouldn't say necessarily it's a weakness going in. I'd say it's an area of interest. And, for a team that doesn't have many, I mean, there just aren't many weaknesses with this football team. This team's about as stacked as you can get, even at the quarterback position. So, there's a lot of reason to think that Clemson is going to be back in the playoff again. And there's a lot of reason to think that Clemson's capable of winning the title again this coming year. And some of those things that favored Alabama last year in a head-to-head matchup with Clemson, which we could certainly see again, either, the first game or the second game. If there's a lot of the reasons that I think tilted that thing toward Bama last year now favor Clemson in a potential rematch with Bama. I mean, we don't know, about the Tua Tagovailoa factor, but to me, the biggest difference, as I've said repeatedly, between the two teams last year when I saw them on the field was that Alabama's skill position players, particularly on defense, in other words, their DBs, were physically mature. Clemson's skill position players, and here I'm referring primarily to offense, were not physically mature. And so you had young guys going up against equally talented guys who were older and more physical. And Clemson didn't win those matchups, as we should have expected. Now the tables have been turned. Alabama lost their entire defensive secondary. And I still think If Alabama does not go on to win the national title this year or suffers any unexpected loss, it'll have to do with two things. One, that defensive secondary. I don't care about the level of talent. I care about the physical maturity, the comprehension, and the body type, which I think is going to be an issue for Alabama. Two, I think Nick Saban's continued assertions that, you know, that Jalen Hurts could be in this quarterback mix. Elliot from Clemson is still trying on the Northland Communication phone lines, or the healthcare text line, I should say, to try and identify Team 47. I don't think you've hit it as yet, Elliot, but we're coming to it shortly. But by all means, keep trying. I like it. Those are all quality calls on your part, you know, just that there can only be 147. I mean, you've identified some teams who are in that area, as did other people. So you're doing a good job. You just haven't matched my answer as yet. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing. The Gilstraps have done roofs for over 80 years. Basically, you know, Ramona, at about the same time George Coleman started selling Fords, the Gilstrap started fixing roofs. We like it that way. And not too long after, the Reese family started selling donuts. How about that? But the Gilstraps have done roofs for over 80 years, four generations of roofers. It's what they do. Roofs. They don't dabble. They don't do garage remodels. They don't do any of that stuff. They Gilstraps are roofers. For over 30 years, they've maintained an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You know how impossible that is in any business? I mean, you can't get three people in this world to agree on anything. How is it that everybody's agreed for the last 30 years that Gilstraps deserving of an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau? I'll tell you, because they're that good at what they do. They helped Ramona. How many people have we heard from? Unsolicited testimony from people all over who have used the Gilstraps and can speak to their integrity. You know, we had one listener whose porch roof was leaking and he thought he was in trouble. He called Gilstrap out and Gilstrap said, you know, sir, we can fix it. We're going to have to charge you $150 or $200 or whatever it is. But then Gilstrap said, or we could just write down exactly what you need to do and you can fix it for $7. He couldn't believe somebody in business gave him that response. He opted for the $7 solution, worked beautifully, and he's never had to call him back. But he was stunned. He relayed that story to us. He said, man, that's what we're talking about. That's Gilstrap Roofing. 269-1232, small job, big job, absolutely. By the way, texter Dude and Pickens says, same thing goes for Penn State, Walt, right? Secondary, absolutely. They lost their whole secondary, too. And when I say their whole secondary, I mean their whole secondary. They lost all four starters, all four frontline starters. And I think for a team like Penn State, I think even for Alabama, that may be too much. I certainly think it's too much for Penn State. Although I do think, you know, we started this discussion the other day, Ramona, of teams that could impact the playoff structure in the future. We barely broached the topic, and I wanted to get back to it. We haven't done it as yet, so we will do that. Georgia Greg, you're first up when we return. Also still on the way, team number 47 in the Road Rage official countdown to a national champion. I'll be right back.
I heard that Clemson Fest will be at a new location this year.
That's right. It's at a new, larger location with even bigger fireworks this year.
Where's it going to be?
1569 18 Mile Road between Central and Clemson.
Did admission go up?
No. As always, it's $10 per car or $5 per individual with lots of free kids activities, great food and drinks, and terrific fireworks.
I'll see you there.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show this weekend in Anderson at the Civic Center. Buy, sell, and trade. Saturday 9 till 5, Sunday 10 till 4. Guns, knives, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. This weekend at the Civic Center of Anderson, 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Bring your guns. Tell your friends. Be there.
Fried chicken just like Mama makes. Seafood platters and fresh fried oysters. Not to mention our famous lizard dinner. No kidding. Who serves up all this deliciousness? The Chicken Basket. 226-3242, Highway 24 in Anderson.
This warm and sunny time of year should be filled with happy memories, road tripping to vacations. That is why My Garage by Essex wants you to have a happy car. Because who wants to spend their trip to the beach worrying about their car not starting or any other painful car mishaps? Not us. My Garage has a team of highly skilled mechanics with over 100 years experience who are honest, reliable, and professionally trained, which is reflected by doing the job right the first time. Don't leave your family's getaway up to chance. You all deserve to have a pain-free getaway. And while you wait for your car to be treated like the major investment it is, treat yourself to some hot coffee and free wireless anytime in our comfortable waiting room. My Garage is here for you. Come visit My Garage by Essex for all your maintenance and repair needs on Highway 93 in Clemson. Or call 633-5800. That's 633-5800. Happy motoring.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Dabo knows the gridiron. Brad knows the hardwood. Monty knows the diamond. And the clever people know real estate. Serving the upstate as the top team of your local Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner office. The clever people have a proven track record of selling homes faster and for more money than their competitors. Built on a philosophy of putting people over profit, the clever people know how to protect you and your investment. Call 864-940-3777 to put them to the test. Go Tigers!
Hurry to Macy's July 4th sale for incredible summer savings. Plus, take an extra 20 to 15% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. Find the season's most sizzling styles for you and your family. Savings for every room in your home. Everything for outdoor entertaining and more. Now through July 8th at Macy's. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply. And remember, Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how you pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Lots to get to. Some great texts on the health care text line. You know, the text line, Ramona, I think is getting better and better all the time.
They are. I think so too. I agree.
I think the text line has turned a corner and has now become a very viable and effective part of the show. So we appreciate all you people and the job you do. You know, in all honesty, I appreciate every one of you. I really do. Whether you agree with me, disagree with me, I appreciate you, your contributions, you listening, you participating, you throwing out suggestions, you know, your educated guesses when I say, you know, team number 47 is coming your way and people jump right in. I appreciate all that. So thank you. Hey, before I get to the actual team 47, the other day, I saw this headline, Ramona. This was Sunday morning. It said, Woods has a chance to prove himself on Sunday, meaning Tiger Woods at the Quicken Loans event. And I wrote, yeah, against a field of unknowns at a garbage tourney where the unknowns shoot 20 under. He's back. Francisco Molinari and Zach Blair also back. Riveting. By the way, Molinari went on to win it. But, you know, it's just the continued dreaming. I mean, Tiger Woods finished 10, 11 shots back in this crappy tournament that was filled with nothing but crappy players. No offense, these are all secondary. He played in a tournament against a secondary field. This isn't a real tournament. These are guys that in the past, Tiger Woods would have beat by 20 shots. And he found a way to lose by double digits. And people think, well, that means he's getting better. Listen, you can continue to exist in a world of delusion all you want. The clock keeps ticking. Every day he gets a day older. He's no closer to winning a major than he has been at any point in the last decade. In fact, I think he's further away. There are not going to be any major titles, but continue to believe in whatever fairy tales and fantasies you want to believe in. Oh, yeah, and his clock keeps ticking. And you know what it says every time a second passes? Every time 60 seconds pass and it hits the top again, it's a cuckoo clock. And each time it goes past, it says one word, older. 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 No closer to winning. Older. Texas says, hey, I had Hostler for $10, 28-1. Also, Molinari killed that course, and it was tough. No, it was incredibly easy. It plays like the Greater Hartford Open, all right? The old Greater Hartford Open. You know, when you have secondary players who are shooting 20 under par, it's not a real test. It's not a real test. And so it enhances everything that Tiger Woods did. And he still lost by double figures. Nah, people are just kidding themselves. But, you know, it's America. You're free to believe in whatever fairy tales and fantasies you want. Georgia Greg on the Northland Communication phone lines. Greg, how are you?
Good, Walt. How you been?
Good, Greg. I appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I hope you're having a good summer. Hey, you were talking about the potential matchup of Clemson skill players against Alabama secondary.
Yep.
And it, I thought about it, and I do agree that with most pundits that the most potential matchup is Alabama and Clemson this year. And also agree with your assessment that if you're going to catch Georgia, you better get them this year before all those offensive linemen mature and all those young players do. But it did make me think of something, and I wanted to bring this up and see what you thought about it. Is there a chance, and I'm thinking a little earlier, maybe in the SEC championship game, if it's Alabama and Georgia, that Georgia also might fare a lot better against Alabama secondary with the fact that from becoming, of course, more developed with Terry Godwin, with Nicole Hardman, a potential James Cook out of the backfield, is it possible that we might explore their secondary?
Well, I mean, let me ask you something. What have you seen from Terry Godwin so far that makes you think that he's still a five-star caliber talent?
I don't think he's a five-star, but I think he had a solid junior year, and I think that'll, you know, by him doing the smart thing and staying a fourth year, like you said, that's just a chance to develop even more. I think he'll be a solid contributor. I think he
Yeah, but I mean, he was a five-star guy coming out of high school.
Yeah.
He was a five-star guy. He was a five-star guy who weighed 160 pounds when he got to Georgia.
Right. And, you know, that usually doesn't translate against teams that have big linebackers. But Hardman really, after switching from the secondary, he showed flashes of a lot, and even in the national championship game with his 80-yard touchdown.
Well, let me start with this, Greg. From for much of the year, was a quarterback manager. That's what he was. And now, early on in the App State game, he gave you some intangibles that you had to be watching the game to understand. You know, it was when Eason was in the game, you were actually going to lose to App State. I mean, it was crystal clear. Georgia was flatlining. There was no emotion. You were actually going to lose to App State. And then when Eason's injury occurred and Fromm came into the game, something happened. Now, it wasn't necessarily that Fromm was brilliant, because he wasn't. It wasn't that he chucked it 30 times and completed 25, because he didn't. But it was an intangible. You could see it. It was intangible. You could see and feel, which is sort of an oxymoron, but nonetheless, it was. When he came out on the field, he played with an exuberance and a confidence that the other guys got, and you could see them. They knew it. There was an instant lift. And even though he didn't put up big statistical numbers throughout the year, that was at play all year long as he quarterbacked. Then a transformation happened. At the end of the year, the guy who was just the intangible rah-rah game manager became something more than that. In those last few games where he hadn't been throwing the ball much, where they've been limiting him, he suddenly in those last two games chucked it like 65 total times. And in doing so, you could see him grow up. He proved that he was more than just a game manager for the people who thought that. And he proved that he can be a very effective thrower of the football, and that Georgia had more ways to win than just handing the ball off. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's reasonable to assume that he's going to improve and that his receivers will improve along with him. And of course, he has competition at the spot as well, because Josh Fields is a tremendous talent. So, there's a lot of reason to be optimistic now if you're a Georgia fan.
One thing I was leading to, if you had to, as you see through the progression of how the year might go, mm-hmm. is there a potential, if Georgia and Alabama met in the SEC championship, and if it was Tagovailoa, and if Georgia's offense, could you potentially see a shootout in the SEC championship? I think there might be a chance. Both offenses might be clicking. And it might be more an offensive battle than the usual defensive battles you see out of those type teams. It made me think about that when you were talking about the Alabama losing all their secondary and how we might be leaning on our offense this year.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that Alabama is going to be vulnerable in the back end. And again, I know they have star power there, but it's young star power, and they're going to be vulnerable in the back end. And I think Georgia would have the chance to exploit that. At the same time, you guys showed no ability to stop Tua Tagovailoa at all. Now, given more time to prepare and more film to watch on him over the course of a year, you know, I would think you could do a little better job. But again, he's a freak of nature, and assuming that Nick Saban's smart enough to play him, then yeah, I think if we got to that point, I would expect a game with a lot of points scored. I think both teams would go up and down the field again.
Well, we're replacing a lot of defensive talent too. So
right.
I'm kind of with you. This year's kind of, you know, it would just be gravy if we can have a great year, but I think we've got to grow a lot of talent this year to get to where we want to be. But anyway, hey, always good talking to you, Walt.
Same here, Greg. Well, you know, again, Fromm was very effective in the first half of that game playing against Alabama. I mean, he looked really good. I thought he played really well. Zach in Clemson says, didn't Georgia lose a ton on defense? Yes. And he says, how are they going to handle Tua? Exactly. And, of course, Greg mentioned that as well. So, yeah, you're all thinking the right way. No question about it. And, but, you know, way before Georgia plays Alabama, you know, they're going to play South Carolina early in Columbia with a team that is undergoing a lot of changes. And I think it's going to be interesting to watch that game because, as I said, I think it's going to be a highly competitive, very close football game. one that either team can win. If South Carolina somehow wins that game, then I think not only does the season change, but perhaps the outlook for the next 5 years changes to a degree. I mean, look, Georgia's not going anywhere, but listen, I think the changes in Florida and Tennessee are going to make those two programs more viable. Tennessee hasn't stopped anybody in forever. The defensive guy there actually makes sense in Pruitt. Dan Mullen, Florida's had no offense in forever since Urban Meyer. The offensive guy there in Mullen makes sense. Whether those would have been my first choices or not, I think both guys are fits for the dilemmas that ail those two particular teams. So it stands to reason that those two programs are going to get better. They're going to get better. And I think they will. Having said that, based on the early returns from Kirby Smart, based on getting to a national championship, based on the recruiting that Georgia has done, which has been insanely good. Again, I think they had 8 5 stars in this last class or something like that. I think we're approaching a time frame in which Georgia could become not only the annual winner of the SEC East, but could become a team that's in this playoff mix every single year. And I think that there's a good chance that we see that. And if Georgia starts to establish that type of momentum, it could be hard for anybody in that division to compete with them. Because Tennessee and Florida, let's be honest, those two programs are down. I mean, significantly down. And so they may have a difficult time closing that gap between where they are and where Georgia is. Right now, the clear second best team in the SEC East is South Carolina. I mean, I think it's inarguable that South Carolina is the second best team in the SEC East right now. Now, again, that may change over the next couple of years. We'll see what Mullen does at Florida and what Pruitt is able to do at Tennessee. But this is why that game is so vital early on. Because if no one stops Georgia this year, I think it's going to become increasingly more difficult to stop Georgia, not easier. And so if Georgia rolls through it and again wins the SEC East and again plays Alabama or Auburn in the SEC championship game and again either finds himself in a playoff or contention for a playoff in a year that I think was a little bit of a downstep from where they were a year ago, then it's going to be really difficult for anybody to catch Georgia over the next 6, 7, 8, 10 years. They're going to just dominate. Now, if South Carolina can beat Georgia early in the year, then it might disrupt that. It might give South Carolina a chance to foothold, and it might give Tennessee and Florida a chance to get back in this mix. It might especially if that means that Georgia doesn't go on to win the division. If it's a twofold thing. It's not just South Carolina beating Georgia. It's South Carolina beating Georgia and going on to win the division. And that could change things a little bit. But if that doesn't happen, then, I mean, I could see Georgia dominating that division over the next 10 years, perhaps to a degree that they've never dominated. I mean, I think we're moving into that era. Again, this is part of our brief discussion the other day that we started, but we need to get back into, and we'll do more of that tomorrow. We talk about the future and the usual suspects for the playoff and teams that might enter that mix. And we had people throwing out Big Ten teams. I think the Big Ten teams, Michigan was a popular pick of people the other day when we just started this subject. I'm not so sure about that. I think Penn State is actually better positioned under Franklin right now than is Michigan under Harbaugh until we see Michigan come up with offense and find a way to beat Ohio State. But we'll talk more about that tomorrow, because that's actually part of my plans to discuss that anyway. I also want to talk about the best quarterbacks in the country tomorrow. And I'll give you a group of guys that I think comprise the best quarterbacks in the country. And then tomorrow we'll talk about those guys and we'll rank them. Before we get a break, let me tell you about W.O. Canty. And also, obviously, on the other side, Team 47 in our countdown coming. W.O. Canty started in Camden. They're still there. They've also expanded into the Greenville area. Canty Foundation Specialist, a foundation repair company in Camden. They provide residential foundation repair services for Boeing foundation walls, foundation settlement, tilting chimneys, sticking doors and windows, and tilting or leaning walls. They offer quality products, proven services, professional experience to permanently repair any foundation problem you may be having. You can get a free quote. Canty can fix these type of common issues. Cracks in exterior brick and mortar, interior cracks above doorways and windows, chimneys pulling away from the home, uneven or sloping floors, windows and doors that stick or become jammed, bowing foundation walls, cracks in foundation walls and drywall, even cracked and sunken concrete. If you have driveways or walkways or patios that you think are in disrepair and beyond repair, they're not. Trust me, what Canty can do to any of your sunken or cracked concrete in terms of bringing it back to life at a fraction of what it would cost you to replace it is miraculous. It'll look like new again. Call my friends at Canty. They'll help you. 855-375-9004. 855-375-9004. Walt Eptula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
The Kelly Grammer Show is all new this Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Chandler Catanzaro, former All-ACC kicker at Clemson and current kicker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, will join the show for an exclusive interview sponsored by Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Also, check out the KG Show podcast on WCCPFM.com and iTunes by searching WCCP. The Kelly Grammer Show this Saturday at 10 a.m. presented by Engineered Sleep.
Need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
This is Terry Wyatt with Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
At Ag South, we offer low, fixed-rate loans for real estate, livestock, farm improvements, or construction.
If you need to purchase a home, whether in town or in the country, or just refinance your existing mortgage, give me a call.
At Ag South, we care about our customers, and we will communicate with you every step of the way, from application to closing and beyond.
So for your lending needs, no matter how big or small, call us at 864-226-8507.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 619788.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve, and the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magby Station in downtown Greenville.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zach's Fireworks. Big Zach's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zach's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on Exit 27 or off Exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zach's Fireworks.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6161 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6161.
Of Tula Road Rage, where to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. Tweet Good Mac on Twitter writes, this is his version of the conversation between LeBron James and Paul George. Bron, yo, Paul George, what up? Bron, you coming to LA? Paul George, how we looking? Bron, I got Heat lined up. Paul George, Kawhi, Boogie? Bron, Paul George, go ahead. Bron, look, I talked to Rondo and your boy Lance, he down. And did you, JaVale in the play? Hello? 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 That's pretty funny, man. That's pretty good. You want to get in, 654-767. But Ramona, before we get going here, now is the time for Team 47. So let's, without further ado, let's get to Team 47 and the official Road Rage countdown to a national champion. One team a day, taking you right to the start of the season. You have 50, 49, and 48, Ramona?
Yes, I do.
Tell the good people if they've missed it, who they were.
All right, well, hang on.
50 was Vatek.
Where'd it go?
Hang on. Hang on's not an expression we use on radio very often.
You could have asked me during the break to have it up there. I didn't know you didn't know them. You should have them there. You're your team.
Oh, good.
Okay, 50 is Virginia Tech. 49 is Wake Forest. 48 is San Diego State.
Ramona now lecturing me on what I should do. How about that?
Well, you know, for some reason you don't know.
Yeah. No, I did know. I was giving you a chance to contribute, Ramona.
I'm contributing.
I was just volunteering to help you moments ago.
Yeah.
I give you a little tip. Team 50 is Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, they probably didn't hear the list because you were talking to them.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case.
You ready?
Yeah. Team number 47 in the Road Rage Countdown is... You know, I was very high on this team last year going into the season in terms of what I thought they were capable of. I think for the most part, they demonstrated that worth. They were a tough out, and Clemson found out they were a tough out as well. But I think this team takes a bit of a step back this year, and that's NC State. I think NC State is still a good team, but I just don't think that you can lose as much as NC State did at the point they are presently at in the program. In case there's any confusion, this is not Clemson. This is not Alabama. This is a team that does not have the depth of talent to be able to survive those type of personnel losses without it impacting your play on the field. And again, if people have forgotten, they lost their entire defensive front to the NFL draft. They lost Bradley Chubb, who was the fifth pick in the draft. They lost B.J. Hill, who went 69th to the Giants. They lost Justin Jones, who also went in the third round, who went 84th to the Chargers. And by the way, B.J. Hill and Justin Jones were really good football players. If you watch the Senior Bowl one-on-ones, those two guys dominated their matchups. I mean, they destroyed guys. And they lost Kentavious Street, who for me would have been the fourth of those guys. But remember, Street tore his ACL in preparation for the draft, for one of the events of the draft, and he still wound up going with the 128th pick in the fourth round with a torn ACL, which proves conclusively, in my mind, and I would not have had him as a top 100 player, but I can promise you that if the guy tore his ACL and he still went 128, then someone had designs on him as a top 100 player. He would have been taken in the top 100. So their entire defensive front without that injury would have been taken in the first 85 picks or so, which is pretty amazing. Then they also lost Nyheim Hines in the fourth round to the Colts. They lost Will Richardson in the fourth round. And Richardson came with a little bit of baggage because other than that, he would have been a top 100 player. And they lost Jalen Samuels, who was the jack of all trades, who did a little bit of everything for that football team. So they had seven guys drafted. That's a lot of drafted players for a team with NC State's relative lack of depth to lose. And therefore, I think they take a hit. Why I think they're still viable is it starts with Ryan Finley. I think Finley is an elite quarterback in college football. I think he's proven himself at two schools. I was impressed with Finley last year. I thought he played well. I thought he played well in big moments. I thought he played well against Clemson. I think he's a gifted guy who has better arm strength than people realize. They still have some talent at running back, although I think the loss of Hines is enormous. I don't know if it's going to be Glaspie for NC State. We'll see. But again, the biggest concern being that they lost that entire defensive front. Now, the good news for NC State is that Darian Roseborough played a lot on that defensive front. And Roseborough is a talented guy in his own right. In fact, out of the shadow of those guys, if you want a potential star pass rusher to emerge, if you're looking to see where one might emerge, it could be Roseborough. I mean, I could see Roseborough having double-digit sacks. I think he has the get-off and the explosiveness to do so. And now, you know, he's not going to have competition for playing time, so he should benefit in that regard. So if there's a guy who steps into one of those roles and picks it up, fills some of the loss, it's going to be Darian Roseborough. But I'm still concerned with the defensive line depth as a whole. And I'm concerned with the loss of those two defensive tackles. I just don't think that NC State can readily replace those two guys in Hill and Jones. I just think those were two men. And one of the reasons I liked NC State going into last year was I just thought it was a physically mature football team. And now it's not going to be as physically immature football team. So I think this team is bound to take a step back. I think the question is, do they drop off the face of the earth? I'm inclined to think they do not, because I still think Finley can play, and I still think there are enough pieces that means they'll compete. What it means in terms of wins and losses, well, we'll take a look at their situation right now and try and determine that. Here's their schedule. They open with James Madison. That's a win. Georgia State in game two. That's a win. Game three is a biggie. Game three, they get West Virginia at home. You know, I think right now I'd favor West Virginia in that game, but, you know, it's a game that it's hard to play at NC State, and it won't be easy for West Virginia to play at NC State. I mean, I could see going a half there or something. They're at Marshall in game four. I think they win that game. They get Virginia at home, and I think they win that game. So right now, I'm at the 3.5 win mark for them. They get Boston College at home. I think that could go either way. I'll give them a half, 4. They're at Clemson. It stays at 4. They're at Syracuse. I think that's still a game that they can win. I think they're still the better overall team. Let's say it's 5. Florida State at home, you know, sort of a toss-up, 5.5. Wake Forest at home, same deal to me, 6. And then at the end of the season, they're at Louisville and they're at North Carolina. And quite honestly, I would favor them in both those games. So I think what you're looking at with NC State is a team that's a 7-win team, maybe an 8-win team. I think they're somewhere in that range, either 7 or 8 wins. And for me, that puts them about this spot in the poll. The NC State Wolfpack, their team number 47 in the Road Rage official countdown to a national champion. So NC State, and now we have 4. Tomorrow, we're going to talk a little bit about the best quarterbacks in the country. And in that group will be guys like Will Grier, Mackenzie Milton, Ryan Finley, Justin Herbert, Jarrett Stidham, Justice Hansen, who people really don't know at Arkansas State, but probably should, Tua Tagovailoa, Trace McSorley, Khalil Tate, Nate Stanley of Iowa, Drew Locke of Missouri, Brian Lewerke of Michigan State. These are some of the names we'll talk about tomorrow in terms of the best quarterbacks in the country, and we'll rank them for you as well. It'll be all that and more in tomorrow's show. We'll also get into this discussion about playoff future contenders and what it means. Before we're out of here today, let me tell you about my friends at Elkmont Trading Company, 100 Liberty Drive in Clemson. You know, Elkmont's a special place. If you've been there, you know just how beautiful the building is. Lee and his brother built it from reclaimed wood from the area. It's just a magnificent structure. But the stuff inside's even better. I mean, it's just an amazing place. I mean, for all your outdoorsmen, outdoorswoman needs, Elkmont has you covered. But there are other elements of Elkmont, like the ladies' boutique, which is incredible. The gourmet food section, the handcrafted jewelry, the food bar, which is unbelievable. You're looking for an out-of-the-way place that you don't have to fight the crowds. You can get great food. London broil sandwich, $9.95. Craft beer, 16 locally brewed craft beers on tap at all times. It's Elkmont. But here's what you need to know. Kayaking is very popular here. If you're into kayaking, if you're getting back into kayaking, you need guidance. You don't just want to go to a big box store and randomly pick something off a shelf. Lee, the owner, has been in kayaking his whole life. He knows the game, the sport, inside and out. He will fit you with exactly the right kayaking equipment. Get to Elkmont Trading Company. Ask for Lee. Tell him you want help with kayaking and tell him I say it's the way this deal works. I'm done. I'll see you tomorrow.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
I'm Jay Berman. We'll start the NBA. It's been an eventful 24 hours.